You clock out. We clock in. Welcome to the Torn by Sports Lunch Break.
Welcome to this edition of the Torn by Sports Lunch Break. Joining me today is Ray Hackey from Mercury News, covering Santa Clara basketball. How are you doing today, Ray?
Good, Grant. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm ready for summertime already, to be honest with you. But, you know,
so in Utah?
Utah winter, pollution, smog, it's just, yeah, I'm ready for summertime. I imagine it's not nearly as bad where you're at in California, but, you know.
It's raining a little bit here, but we could use some of it. Our state's been in a pretty bad drought, so.
Yeah, that drought's been crazy. But, let's just start off with, you know, a basic kind of start of the year Santa Clara basketball question. What do you feel the expectations were for this team coming into the basketball season?
Well, the expectations coming in, I don't know if they were super high because Santa Clara is they're a pretty young team, mostly freshmen and sophomores, with the exception, of course, of Jared Brownridge, who's a junior, who was in a first team All-WCC as a sophomore last year. But so I think, however, I think in the preseason poll, they were picked to finish about six. That seemed around to me, that seemed a little optimistic, but it also seemed doable.
Okay. And I mean, now that, you know, we're into this part, I believe they started off conference play at 1-3 up to this point. Do you still see that as doable, or is it getting a little out of reach, or how do you feel about that?
I think it is doable. I think Santa Clara has just kind of been in a situation where they've had some injuries. They've had some younger players trying to figure things out at the Division I level. But, you know, they've obviously played some pretty close games against some pretty strong teams. I mean, they took Arizona, which is number 8 in the country, to overtime back in November. They lost to Gonzaga by 2 points, and Gonzaga's the conference champion year in, year out. St. Mary's took them down pretty hard, but St. Mary's, I think, just from the looks of them this year, could challenge Gonzaga for the conference title. So, Santa Clara is an improving team. So it's sixth in the conference might be possible, but they would have to keep improving and they'd have to stay healthy. They've had some injury issues.
Yeah, I mean, with those injuries, I'm not familiar with a ton of the injury issues, but, you know, looking at the stats, the three main contributors for Santa Clara right now are Brownridge, who you mentioned, Kratch, who's a junior, and then freshman, I believe it's Fegan, who are all averaging double-digit points, but Brownridge, hands down, the leader of this team. How do you slow down Brownridge, who's averaging over 20 points a game right now?
I don't know that you can. I mean, I actually spoke to Mark Few of Gonzaga last Thursday, and he said, he guarded Brownridge closely, and he still got his points. He still put up 26 points against Gonzaga. So it's Brownridge is just one of those guys who's incredibly difficult to shut down. I mean, you can and if you do devote more than one player to him, he can get – he opens things up for other people on the floor. So – It is very difficult. Probably the best way to shut him down is to keep him at 3-point range. Now the deal is he can hit the three, but obviously it's a low percentage shot. And so if he misses a lot of them, then that's probably the best way to at least limit his scoring. But he's still capable of doing damage if you do that.
Well, I mean, you know, looking at his numbers, his assist to turnover ratio is. I mean, maybe it's a couple games of skewing this, but it's almost like 2-2. So for every assist he's giving up a turnover as well. Is that part of teams playing him tight, or what's causing him to turn over the ball at such a clip?
Gary Keating would probably be a better person to answer that question, to be honest with you. But I think Gary Keating is he's expressed some displeasure with that itself. I mean, Jared's the kind of guy who would he'll get his points. He'd like to see him cut down on turnovers a little bit, and so I think it's I think because he's such a prolific scorer, I think so often the team looks to him to get him the ball and put him in a position to score. And so obviously if that's a situation, then they're going to come after him. And his turnover numbers may be a little bit high from that standpoint. So what Santa Clara needs is a viable second option for score. As a go-to scorer, KJ Fegan is sort of becoming that a little bit, but he's not quite there yet. And so, you know, right now, Brownridge is the man. Pretty much every other team in the conference knows it. They're going to key on him, and so they're going to come at him pretty hard.
Well, I mean, you mentioned Fegan. Is he another scoring type guard that is it that BYU fans need to watch out for?
He's capable of scoring. He's right now he's the number two, or actually number three on the team, but he was number two.
So well, I mean, it's only by 0.6 of a point on average, so it's pretty
yeah.
Head-to-head
so. I think, well, yeah, I think Kratz over the weekend kind of upped his scoring average a little bit. But yeah, he is somebody to certainly look out for. He's still developing, you know, as are many of Santa Clara's players. So it's, you know, slowly, but I don't know if he's the type of dominant player that Brownridge is yet, but at the very least, he is somebody that Santa Clara will turn to if Brownridge kind of gets shut down.
Okay. I mean, you know, I'm looking at, you know, we talked about Kratz. I mean, he upped his average just this last weekend. He's averaging now 10.9 points a game. But he looks like he's, you know, he's almost averaging a double-double, which is rather impressive. How do you think he'll do against BYU's bigs in Kafusi, as well as Nate Austin, who has actually had, from my eyeball sample, a very good game against St. Mary's?
Nate Kratz is, I know last year rebounding was an issue for Santa Clara, especially on the defensive end, and Nate Kratz is a big reason why Santa Clara's numbers are up in that department. So he is definitely improving as a rebounder. Right now, he's third in the conference at 9.25 rebounds a game. You know, that's just behind Kyle Davis, who has 9.87. So, I mean, he can bang with them. He'll be able to hold his own. I think that's the case. He'll be able to hold his own. You know, we'll see what happens come game time, whether they can, whether they out rebound him, but it should be a very, fun battle to watch on the boards.
Yeah, I mean, not only the boards, but it seems like, you know, looking at the stats, knowing BYU style play, knowing that, you know, over 40% of Santa Clara's offense comes from three-point shooting, it seems like it's going to be a shootout-type running game. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, it probably will be. I think I know Kerry King is or Kerry Keating has expressed frustration with the fact that he'd like to see his players get to the line and shoot the ball a lot more. I mean, Santa Clara, one reason why it stays in a lot of games is that it can shoot free throws rather well. So he'd like to get more players. He'd like to do more scoring inside. He'd like to get more players near the basket where they're drawing fouls and that sort of thing. So, yeah, it's probably going to be a little bit more of a run-and-shoot type of game. And, you know, so especially if Santa Clara tries to move the ball inside a little bit more.
Yeah, it's interesting to me, you know, you hear coaches, they want, you know, they want their teams to try to work it in and then go out. But a lot of these players, I think, with the emergence of how important the three-point shooting is in higher levels, mm-hmm. have fallen in love with the three-point shot.
I know Mark Jackson, the former Golden State Warriors coach, kind of complained about that a little bit, especially since Steph Curry out here has been lighting it up from three-point range.
Yeah, no, I mean, you see these, I mean, this is a little off topic, but there's been, you know, there's been the vines and whatnot of high school teams literally only shooting 3-point shots for whole possessions now. I mean, it's just, Steph Curry has definitely changed the way some people try to play basketball, which You know, it's funny. It'll come back to earth eventually, as no one's going to be as good of a shooter as Steph Curry, really.
Right.
Well, you know, ultimately, I really have a couple more questions. You know, BYU had four players averaging double digits right now, three of which are guards, in Fisher, Collinsworth, Emery, and then Davis, who you mentioned earlier. How do you think Santa Clara is going to be up to snuff to try to slow these guys down?
That's really tough to say. I mean, I watched the St. Mary's game, and St. Mary's had a number of wet weapons. And to quote Kerry Keating, he said they had five guys who can shoot, and they took away two. So, it seems like if the more weapons the team has, the tougher time Santa Clara has shutting them down. So, whether Santa Clara can stay with them, we'll see. You know, they might be able to take one or two out of the picture, but that's gonna. I would be willing to bet it would take a lot of open things up a little bit more for BYU to have some opportunities there.
Yeah. No. I think it's. I mean, you tell me you're wrong. I mean, actually, why don't we go this way? What would be your prediction for this game?
Right now, from the looks of things, BYU is one of the top three teams in the conference, and my prediction would be that BYU would come out on top. Santa Clara might make it close. They might make it tough. They certainly did for Gonzaga. I mean, that game was that was a 2-point game, and it was decided literally in the final seconds. BYU. I don't know how close it'll be at the end, but I do think BYU will come out on top in that one, objectively speaking.
Subjectively, is it different, your prediction?
Objectively, yeah. just looking and comparing the numbers, you know. So.
Oh yeah, no, I 100% agree. I mean, right now, if you look at numbers, unfortunately for Santa Clara, they're allowing a lot more points than they're scoring on average, and BYU is. You know, I think last time I looked, Santa Clara is allowing around 60 or almost 70 points a game, where BYU is averaging about 80. So, I mean, it's looking like it's going to be a high-scoring game where BYU comes out on top. But I will say this, you know, looking at the roster that Santa Clara has, I mean, it is a young roster. There's, you know, one senior, you know, I think it was two or three juniors, and the rest are all freshmen and sophomores. And the
right.
fact that Santa
the
Clara
thing about
already
the senior
got
is that he's never played a minute of college basketball.
Yeah, yeah, true. Yeah, he hasn't played practically at all. And even one of the juniors out of the two or three that there are have barely played as well. So there are a lot of freshmen and sophomores racking up some minutes with the Santa Clara team. And, you know, it seems like, you know, looking at Santa Clara's history, there's always, you know, every few years they have a really good team. And, you know, maybe this group of kids in the freshman and sophomore classes, you know, next year, year after that, are going to be looking to, you know, make some noise in the WCC. The WCC that's been, you know, predominantly Gonzaga's conference, you know.
Right. Yeah, well, we'll see what happens there. I mean, Gonzaga, you know, every year there are people who say, well, this is the year that they get taken down, and every year they wind up going back to the NCAA tournament. I mean, they're just Mark Few's an excellent coach. He does a very good job of keeping Gonzaga at the top, and, you know, they're the gold standard of the conference, and they will be until somebody takes that away from them. Santa Clara, I don't think, is going to be doing that this year. I don't know if it'll be next year either, but, I mean, they're building, and, if this same group of freshmen and sophomores stays together, they will be incredibly strong by the time they're seniors.
Yeah, no, and you know what, to be honest with you, I look forward to it. As a basketball fan, I love the parity of college basketball, and the more good teams there are, the more entertainment for me.
Definitely.
Well, Ray, I appreciate you taking some time out of your busy day to talk some Santa Clara basketball, as BYU and Santa Clara will play this coming Thursday, and hopefully we'll have an entertaining game.
Indeed. Best of luck to both squads.
This has been a Torn Life Sports production.